You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, can the weather be any more ideal? I suppose you could quibble a little bit about precipitation totals localized, but generally speaking, across the eastern Corn Belt, it's pretty good, isn't it?
It certainly is, Dave, and it looks like it's going to stay that way as we go through at least the next couple weeks. And for all practical purposes here, from now through almost the end of the month, favorable weather will continue. We are going to see temperatures actually after today begin to trend cooler than normal and be biased slightly cooler than normal, but nothing extreme from now till approximately July 20th, 21st. And along with that will be some precipitation at times, but actually the pattern is beginning to turn less active, which for numerous parts of the Corn Belt, especially the Northwest, that's actually a beneficial situation after the heavy rainfall here of late.
And we don't talk about nighttime temperatures enough, but they're really going to be good, too.
Yeah, you're going to see that cooler bias both with daytime maximum temperatures and nighttime minimum temperatures coming up here. For example, and as we go through this week, we will see minimum temperatures here by Thursday and on into Friday mornings dropping into the 50s across some portions here of central Illinois, and generally 50s and 60s across much of the Corn Belt, and it looks to stay that way into next week as well.
What about the second week of the forecast?
Well, again, just a continued cooler bias, especially starting out next week with likely readings and returning to more kind of normal levels by the end of next week. And again, from a precipitation standpoint, it looks like week two will feature kind of a near normal rainfall pattern across the Corn Belt.
Okay, let's look at the western Corn Belt a little bit. I get the idea that it's not quite as ideal. Is that right?
Well, even for there, it's shaping up to be, considering that the pattern is turning less active, and you're going to be ending some heat here. Granted, areas such as Nebraska will have a couple more days versus parts of the central and eastern Corn Belt, like here in Illinois, on into Indiana, Ohio. But even there, temperatures, only talking about duration, days of heat will be short, and in fact, temperatures by later on this week will trend cooler than normal and stay that way into next week.
And just a moment or two on the far west and the drought and dryness there, anything to improve that or not soon?
Well, you're seeing here in areas of the southwest actually an uptick in monsoon rain activity, and this is the time of year with the onset of the southwest U.S. monsoon, and we're beginning to see some activity in portions of Arizona, California. It's still going to take a long time for the drought specifically in those areas to be made up. But, you know, further to the east in areas of the plains, which up until the past month actually had continuation of dry conditions, it's almost been a turnaround as they've been downright wet over the past 3 to 4 weeks.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report.